Well, I want to thank everyone for your time. I will share one victory, one last testimony, and all of you know it. I'm just going to say it for the record, because this is recorded for the benefit of anyone listening to this, because I love to share this testimony. This is a victory that I have. I haven't had victory in every area of my life, but one victory that I love to brag about and the Lord working in me is in 2007, when I started to give my life to God, when I started to come to Him obediently reading Scripture. At that time, I was addicted to baseball. I was addicted to the success and failure of the New York Yankees. And so he had me start reading his word early. Well, 2007 is when we began, is when I began my walk seriously, when I seriously started to seek him. He gave me from January to April a certain sense of peace. He started already working in my heart. It was gradual. And so April starts around, and, you know, preseason baseball, just to tell you how sick I was, preseason baseball, I start paying attention to scores. And I start tuning in to ESPN, which I wasn't doing regularly. You know, that time of the year, I wasn't that much of a junkie, but nevertheless, I was so driven by the Yankees' success that it messed with my emotions. Just as an example, I would be at work, or I'd be looking up like the score on the computer of a game, and they might be in the second inning, and the Yankees will be up 6-2, and I'll be like, woohoo! You know, my happiness was because they were winning, and then I'll tune back in, you know, maybe the sixth or seventh inning. And the Yankees will be losing 8-6. And I'm like, oh, man. And I would just get depressed about it. I mean, that's just a sick way to live, actually. The season's long. It's 162 games. And I'm not saying for anyone to cut baseball out of their life. Absolutely not. Baseball, in and of itself, it's just a game. It's just a sport. But for me to be so attached to it, for me, that was my God, right? So spring season comes around. I'm tuning back in the ESPN, watching the scores, and I'm seeing, you know, the Yankees are losing. And you know what? It's preseason, folks. How ridiculous can I get? And I feel this anxiety in my heart because my team's losing. It's crazy. And I felt the Holy Spirit nudging me, saying, Larry, you need to distance yourself from this. I've given you peace. I've shown you a different way to live. And we're like the fourth month into this. And I need you to distance yourself from baseball. And, so the TV went off. I was obedient. And I'm so glad that he allowed me, he helped me, he rescued me from that addiction. I mean, it's, in the grand scheme of things, I think it's really silly, but for me personally, it was huge. And so I was able to walk away, and it was a gradual thing, because every once in a while I'd find myself tuning in, and then he'd like be whispering in my ear, Larry, this is not good for you. He's so gentle with me. And you know why he was gentle is because I was willing to at least give him time every day to read. So in so many ways, he led me. And now I'm still a fan, but only at a distance. I don't follow day to day. I've gone many months this year without even knowing where the Yankees were in the standings. I still have an interest. So it's not like I'm no longer a sports fan at all. But you know what? I can truly strike up conversations with sports-minded folks, and I can share my testimony. So God's done a wonderful work in that, and that was one area of victory in my life that I like to share, where I was able to surrender my love for baseball. Any other comments before we close in prayer?
Yes, I'd like to say that, Larry, your example on baseball, we need to be aware that just happened to be baseball, but we all do that, and we need to stay in check with when a particular activity, desire, regardless of what it is, starts being our false idol, for a lack of better words, because I've noticed even with me, you know, my Bible reading has fallen by the wayside. I'll use two examples. Temporarily, when my son came to visit, which is okay, but then with work, if I started getting a little bit, you know, into work so much, into work job, you know, trying to get accounts and business and what have you, so much that I'd get up in the morning and I'd be scheduling my day and focusing on that. And I had, through you, Larry, too, and our other fellowship, or even in our own mind, we got to do a check and balance to figure out is this, you know, starting to consume me? And we just need to check and balance that. It can be cooking. It can be anything. It can be, you know, keeping your car clean. So it's difficult to recognize unless unless you're talking to somebody about it, you almost have to check it yourself. But you know, you're in your own mind. That's all.
Amen. I think it was one of those Psalms, and I know there's a number of Psalms, I think, where David says, examine my heart. Test and examine me, or something, I can't remember. But we need to be doing that, and that way we, you know, not to be careful to be harboring some sin that we don't know about. Because, you know, we're blind to them, or on sin in many ways. So any other comments or thoughts before we close? Thank you, John. That was a great addition.